You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. I want to catch you up on some market news that we'll be following all morning. Certainly, the Dow Jones Industrial Average futures and the S&P futures are both limited down this morning. That almost never happens. That means they've traded as low as they can possibly trade in a single day, down as much as 4% or 5%. That follows Asian declines of as much as 10%. Also, OPEC has announced a production cut, and in the wake of that production cut announcement, there's still a 4% drop in oil prices. But we begin with voices from the campaign.
Hey, I think the country is just looking for something very different. And that it could be a gamble, you know. With higher taxes, and it's a big gamble, but
gambling, isn't that what Las Vegas is founded on?
That's right.
As you can hear, voting is underway in Nevada. Barack Obama is visiting his ailing grandmother in Hawaii today, but his first stop back on the campaign trail will be Nevada tomorrow, and that's where Takeaway political director Andrea Bernstein is now. She's in Clark County, one of our counties that count. Good morning, Andrea.
Hello from Sin City, John.
Right. Well, yeah, what it stays in Las Vegas is what they say, Andrea. But why Las Vegas? Why Nevada, do you think, for the Barack Obama campaign this time around?
You know, this state is so much in play. You can turn on the television and there are so many ads, just a huge pileup of ads. Sarah Palin was just here the other day. Barack Obama's coming tomorrow. And, you know, I think Nevada has been sort of stuck in people's minds as this reliably red state, even though Bill Clinton won it a couple of times. But, you know, people think, oh, Nevada, ranchers, cows, rugged individualists. But Clark County, where I am now, is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation. In 1980, so that's when Ronald Reagan were elected, there were just over 400,000 people here. Now, about 2 million, and that's about 70% of the entire state of Nevada. So what is happening is all these people are coming here, they're coming to Clark County, and they're influencing the politics of the whole state. And because it's such a growth area, what people are talking about here in Nevada, the fact that Nevada's in play, means that these sorts of issues are going to get onto the agenda of Washington. And just listen to this one voter, Devon Freeman. I mean, I was out at an early polling site. It's so easy to vote here. You can vote at the supermarket, at the mall. You can vote Saturday. You can vote Sunday.
At the supermarket?
Yeah. There's slot machines.
Yes. And they keep changing the supermarket. So if you're in a different market one day, you can go vote. And this was a whole family that had come, the Freeman family. They'd come with four carloads. And this is Devon Freeman talking about the vote that he just cast.
We just came and voted for Obama. And we're out the way. And we're done. We're just waiting on November 5th. At 12 o'clock at night to hear that vote.
Now, have you guys lived in Las Vegas a long time?
Yeah. Since 1983, I have.
Yeah, what is it that you love about it?
The money city. If you ain't coming here, if you ain't getting money, you can't make it in Las Vegas. If you just want to come here and sit here and chill, you ain't going to make it, because you got to be making money to live here.
You better go to Utah.
We working two jobs. Our whole family working two jobs. Ain't the same. Look, we live our whole life, and our whole family work two jobs. He worked two jobs. I worked two jobs. My brother. My mama worked two jobs. She had a job for 20 years.
Well, that's a lot of Obama votes, it sounds like. So how did the McCain people make up their mind?
Well, there are a lot of people voting McCain for sure. I mean, there are people who said that they don't agree with Obama's fiscal policies. There are people who said that they don't trust Obama. They're scared of Obama. I will say that just about all of those people seemed to be Republicans. And Clark County right now, the voter board here says that the early voters, which is about 14% of the state voters, have been 2-1 Democrat in this area. And I met yesterday a Republican, and watch what is happening to Republicans. I spoke to this woman, Callie Sapatoris, just as she was walking into the polling booth. And I said, oh, well, have you decided? She said, no. And I said, well, come talk to me afterwards and tell me how you voted. So I was very excited. She just decided. Listen to her thinking.
I kind of just went with the military. I have family in the military. So I went with Obama to get them out so they don't have to spend more time overseas.
And what were you thinking as you went into that booth?
You know, I was thinking, wow, that's pretty cool, either a female vice president or, you know, an African-American president. Which history do I go with? So I kind of went against the female and went for the other chunk of history. But, like, again, it had to do with the military.
That's an amazing journey of thought to vote there. I guess I'm wondering, have you found any evidence in this so-called red state of the McCain message of redistributing wealth that we've heard so much for the last couple weeks?
Absolutely. And I'm hearing so much of it that, you know, people are saying to me, he's a socialist, he's a socialist, he's a socialist. But yesterday I heard a pushback against that, which sort of tells you how the discussion has gone. This was from a group of women voters who had just voted, and they had voted Obama, and listen to what they had to say about socialism.
Let's see, we have Medicare, we have Social Security, we have a bailout, and everything like that, that is, quote, socialism, if you get right to the definition of it. And it's called sharing the wealth, yeah. But all of a sudden you put a tag on somebody else, and he's it. It's just like when we were kids playing.
You know, Andrea, it's just like what you've been saying all along in this campaign. People are immersed in issues, and as a result, they're less vulnerable to being manipulated by slogan lines, and you can hear it right there. Andrea, thanks so much for being with us from Nevada, and we'll have more from you later on in the hour.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nevada.
That was a really interesting point you just made, John. Yeah, less susceptible.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.